on campus
and online.
This is URN The Pulse.
The University of Nottingham is showing its support for LGBT History Month with a series of events celebrating its LGBT staff and research. The first key event will be a screening of Call Me Coochoo next Thursday in the New Art Exchange. MPs have backed plans which would make the UK the first country to allow babies to be born with DNA from three people. If the law is approved in the House of Lords, it will mean an IVF technique designed to prevent mothers from passing on incurable diseases to their children, namely mitochondrial disease, will be made legal. Public Health Minister Jane Ellison spoke in the debate today.
This is a bold step for Parliament to make, but it is a considered and an informed step, if that is the step we take. We have world-leading science set in a well-respected regulatory regime, and for many families affected, this is indeed that light at the end of a dark tunnel.
Parts of the UK have been covered in a fresh blanket of snow following a night that saw temperatures drop as low as minus 11. Parts of London and the Midlands saw light snowfalls, but there could be up to 10 centimetres on higher ground in the north. In sports news, today QPR manager Harry Redknapp has resigned due to an upcoming knee operation. Lee Stott has more.
Redknapp, who's 68 next month, will undergo knee replacement surgery in the coming weeks. He says this means he won't be able to be out on the training pitch every day, so feels it's better for someone else to do the job. The Londoners are 19th in the top flight. They've lost every away game played this season. Club legend Les Ferdinand is now in temporary charge, along with Chris Ramsey.
The author of classic novel To Kill a Mockingbird has announced the publication of its sequel. Harper Lee wrote the novel 60 years ago, and it features the character Scout Finch as an adult. It will be released on the 14th of July this year. And finally, the weather this evening will be dry, but will be chilly with highs of 2 degrees. That's all for the news that matters to you on URN. The time is now 6 minutes to 5.